Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed and the hands are on your lap. And softly, gently close your physical eyes. So, what do you see? When you close your eyes, you see darkness. So look at the darkness. Look around. Everywhere is dark. Because it's so dark. You don't see any border, any obstacles, any wall, any limitation. The darkness is so huge. So look around. The darkness is actually limitless. The universe, limitless universe. So you have the darkness, and this darkness is a limitless universe. And you would find this darkness has some light. You can find the tiny point of light somewhere in this darkness. Can you find the very little point of light? Somewhere in this vast universe, darkness. And that tiny point of light is expanding to everywhere. We saw darkness. But the darkness is not actual darkness. Darkness has some light. Like our universe has so many light. Our darkness has light. Continue to look at your darkness and the light everywhere in your darkness. In the end of the year, what we have to be aware is that the light is. Even when you insist on that you see darkness only, you have the light. When you insist on that you are going through the darkest of darkness in your life, you have some light. And when you insist on that somebody shows the darkest of the darkness, you have to see the light in that person. There is no darkness, nowhere. our ego want to find darkness somewhere in you, in your memory, or in somebody, or in this society, in this world, in this universe. But unfortunately, you can't find the darkness. It's because all the darkness seems to be darkness has the light. So ask yourself if you can make choice this truth. Observe the transition from the darkness to the light. You are lightened up, and you lighten up somebody, others. So you start feeling the light everywhere, and what kind of image you see the first as light? Shining waterfall, trees, someone's eyes, enjoy all the images come up in your mind. See more images of the light. Even one ballpoint pen is a symbol of the light or a sign of the light. You believe everywhere is dark, but you find one ballpoint pen where you can see the pen because There is a light. So everything is a sign or proof, evidence of the light. Now let's examine our body. Your body, inside of your body is moving. Having some rhythm. Circulation. Maybe tightness, heaviness. So many things are going on. This is another sign of the light, because the light is increasing and expanding and extending all the time. That's why moving. You are breathing. You are so many physical sensations and feeling, and actually what's going on in your body is a sign of the light. The light is here and expanding. Examine the space around you. You would feel something. There is not only the air, something else, some kind of energy, some kind of vibration. Some kind of qualities around you. What's that? It's your life and it's the light. We can change our perception today by admitting and accepting that there is no darkness. Seems like there are so many darkness. But actually, the light is everywhere. And we can find the evidence There is no such a being who is at the darkest of darkness. There is no such a memory of the darkest of darkness. So that's why we don't need to be afraid of any darkness. Look at darkness and enjoy that limitlessness. And we start finding the light everywhere. Now, do you understand that when you are focusing on the light is increasing? If you focus on the light in your life, you would notice that your life will be brighter. And brighter. Even when you believe that you are passing through the darkest period of your life, if you see the darkness well and find the light, you are walking the path to the light. And plus, even though your ego resists it and want to go opposite way, you will turn and start walking to the light anyway. So see the light in all the people in your life and in you, between, everywhere. Now slowly focus on the breathing You inhale the light. And you exhale the light. You inhale the light to all the body and feel the shining. All the cells are shining, and then you exhale the light to everywhere, all the directions. You inhale the light from all directions. And exhale to all directions. Inhale from all directions. Exhale to all directions. Inhale from all directions. And slowly exhale to all directions and more and more. Let your light to go farther and farther. Inhale all the light of this universe. And exhale the light to all the universe slowly. The light has come. Your life is full of light. Seeing the light is experiencing health, security, and safety. So let's train our mind not to overlook the light. When we find the darkness, stop and watch, observe well. And find the light again. Be still. This is our consciousness should be in and at and on all the time. When our consciousness is here like this and do everything in our lives, our experience is really different. So please feel this sensation and memorize this sight. The light has come. Let's accept. Do you know the reason why the light has come? Because you are forgiven. All of our mistakes, errors are forgiven. All our misunderstanding, false idea about ourselves are forgiven. Let's accept it. This is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 75. So with your light and in the light, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing.